This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalandi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, with this expansion, the Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. 33,000 ton CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure has got a major boost. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Cabinet's approval for three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. The centre has issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases. In the Aravallis, a major step towards conservation and protection of the entire Aravalli range, stretching from Delhi to Gujarat from illegal mining. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said in a statement that this prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravalli landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The directions are aimed at safeguarding the Aravallis as a continuous geological ridge extending from Gujarat to the National Capital Region and at stopping all unregulated mining activities. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has invited industry leaders to participate in the PM Setu scheme, marking a shift towards an industry-led model of vocational training. This initiative represents a significant change in how vocational training works, moving from government-led policy to a model where the industry takes the lead in managing and executing training. The ministry has released an expression of interest to EOI to find anchor industry partners with the upgradation of national skill training institutes. States and UTs have also started releasing EOIs to identify partners who will help transform select industrial training institutes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government stands like a rock with the states in their fight against drug and human trafficking, cybercrime and organized crime. Addressing a function in Panchkula, he said that the country is now in safe hands. Mr. Shah has said that the government has emphasized upon strengthening agriculture and rural development. Addressing the Mega Cooperative Conference organized by KRIBHCO in Panchkula yesterday, he said the agricultural budget has been increased to 1,27,000 crore rupees in the recent years. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the centre's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ram G. scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to NREGA, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said that the President has assented to the Vikasit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Ramneen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the President said that the Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm, which conveys the message of love and compassion. In Bangladesh, a young man was killed after a crude bomb thrown from a flyover exploded in central Dhaka. The incident occurred near the National Council of Churches Bangladesh Bhavan in the Mukh Bazar New Eskadon area under the Hathar Jheel police station. The deceased was identified as Sayan, aged between 21 and 24, an employee of a car decoration shop operating beneath the flyover. In badminton, rising shuttlers Unnati Hooda, Tanvi Sharma, Ronak Chauhan and Sanskar Saraswat registered convincing wins to advance in the 87th Senior National Badminton Championships in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.